Good morning, everyone.
It's terrific Transformational Tuesday. Today's date is April the 15th, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I thank each and every one of you for being here today. It's a little chilly this morning. We've had really nice weather in the Midwest Sunday, Monday, and the day is still nice and sunny, but it's the temperature dropped by like 20 degrees, so I'm freezing this morning. But I'm so glad that you decided to be here. I'd like to have you join us in the Facebook chat room if you want. And to get there, you go to 12radio.com. Look on the upper left-hand corner. You'll see the word chat. Just click on that. And you'll get invited into the, it's a private chat room. And we'll get you signed up for that. For the first-time listeners, I share the first part of the show. And then the second half, I will take any questions and we'll get you some answers from your angels. And so if you've got questions, you want some, you know, you want a reading from your angels or information, just type in your question in the chat room and I'll get you some answers after the break. For those of you who don't know me very well, besides hosting this show, I am an advisor over at 12Listen, where I'm available almost every day. You can also go to my website to learn more about me, and that's ohmyangels.com, and that's spelled ohmyangels.com to learn more about me. I do have my April angel scopes up on the 12Listen website page, and I also have them on my own website page. There's I've added a tab where you can see that. I've also added a tab where you can have the on-demand of this radio show. So check it out. Again, please put any questions you want answered into the chat room, and I'll get you some answers this second half of the show. And before I forget it, getting started, Suzanne Morrissey, she usually comes in on Tuesday mornings into our chat room, and she listens to my show. She called me over at 12Listen this weekend, and we chatted for a bit. And she's having surgery today on her neck and spine. And she said I could mention her today, and she would love any prayers or Reiki energy or any kind of energy, positive energy, sent her way this morning. She wasn't sure as of speaking to her this weekend of what time her schedule for the surgery was, but I told her I would mention her on a show today. So please, any thoughts and prayers and good energy you can send her way. Again, that's for Suzanne Morrissey. That would be great. So, Suzanne, we're thinking about you. Let us know how you're doing, okay? Today's subject that the angels want me to talk about is relationships, in particular, friendships. And I've had quite a few clients recently talk about their relationships and their friendships, and girl friendships, women's friendships. And everyone's a little different when it comes to friendships, what their definition of a friend is. So I thought, okay, well, I'll look it up. Webster says friendship is perhaps one of the deepest bonds in human life, forged through mutual trust, unconditional support, and selflessness. And then I went on to say it's quite difficult to confine the true meaning of friendship within just a few words. That's so very true. And I think especially as you get older, because I was raised in an age when, you know, friendships really meant something. I mean, that was just the ultimate, to have that best friend that you could call up and talk to about anything. And that best friend would reciprocate. You guys knew each other, everything about everyone, right? That's not the case so much anymore, at least not in my case. And some of my clients have felt the same way. When I call somebody friend, it means something to me. I mean, I have tons of acquaintances, but the people I truly call friend, I can list on one hand. And it's because I've gotten burnt. You know, it doesn't mean the same to other people as what it does to me. I've had people whose idea of a friendship is just somebody that they hang out with when they're bored or when they need something or when they just want to go out and they don't want to go alone. Then all of a sudden you're on their list to call. But they don't call and check on you. They don't call and see how you're doing. Is everything okay in your life? If not, what can I do to help? Do you need somebody to talk to? Or just ask somebody if they want to hang out together. You know, have a picnic. Go to lunch, you know, with each other. Or go, a lot of women like to go shopping. I'm not one of those women. I'd rather shop online than go to a mall. But again, you know, to me, a friendship has to be a two-way street. When I was younger, I gave and gave and gave and gave and gave in relationships and friendships, both. They were all out of balance. And that's not the people I friended with their fault. It's my expectation. I didn't share my expectation with them as far as friendship goes. I think I just assumed everybody thought the same thing I did when it comes to friendship, as somebody that you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with. And they would tell you, you know, geez, you know, maybe you should think about this instead, or maybe you should do that. Or, you know, like as some girlfriends used to say, you know, you're a good friend when you ask them, you know, I can help you hide the body. Right. But you guys, you get what I'm talking about. But nowadays it's not that way. It's all, for me, what I've gone through, it's been give, 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 or take, 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 but not a healthy balance. You know, I'm just as guilty as they are. So it's not just a one-way street, but it has to be, you know, any relationship. I don't care if it's friendship or romantic relationship or, you know, someone you're related to's relationship. It has to be balanced. If it's not balanced, it's going to come undone. And the other thing I've noticed too, the universe has a way. You may think you're best friends with somebody and maybe you had a little spat or an argument with them, and maybe you did something or said something you weren't supposed to. And then when you get to thinking and that relationship breaks apart, right? And that friendship. But when you look back on it, that was just what was said or what was done during that particular time that ended the relationship. If you look back on it, you'll probably find that that relationship was already on its way out anyway. But the universe just stepped in, forced a situation to pop up to where you could let go of that relationship because it wasn't healthy for either one of you. That doesn't mean you don't still love that person or care about that person. But it just means it was imbalanced. Or that you both learned what you needed from the other one and it's time to let it go. And that's true in romantic relationships as well. You know, things may have been building up for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. And you go, oh my God, they just came out of the blue. Well, probably not. If you go back and look at the relationship and look what led up to that conversation or that discussion or that argument, you'll see that the relationship had already seen, you know, better days were over with, you know what I'm saying? But it's hard. It's really hard, especially I think women as they get older and that are single, because we need that interaction with another adult who can maybe see something from a different perspective that can help guide us. Because otherwise, there's a lot of women I know that I've talked to and counseled with that just feel totally alone. They feel like they don't have anybody. And they get depressed and sad and feel like no one could possibly ever want to be with them because of, you know, whatever's going on. You hear Yogi whining. So you just have to know that when these things happen, they've happened for a reason. That doesn't mean that it's not sad. And a lot of times too, I think with women as they get older, you know, they got families, everyone's got busy schedules or their significant others or family they have to take care of. And so friendships get put on the back burner. And it's really sad. And we as women, I feel, we feel that loss more than others. Because we need that connection with another woman who, again, that you can trust, that can help you maybe straighten out your perspective or give you a different way of looking at things so you're not kind of going off the deep end. And again, when you've been in a friendship for years, when it finally dawns on you that was only one way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you were the one that was truly the best friend. You always did what they wanted to go, where they wanted to go to lunch, what they wanted to do. You know, it was always about their wants, their needs, whatever. You were always there for them when they needed somebody, even though maybe they didn't need you very much. But yeah, when you ask, let's go do this, or let's go do that, or I really want you to go do this with me, when you keep hearing no, 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 you know, it's kind of a lopsided situation. And it's hard. But I think sometimes we want that friendship so bad because we know what kind of person they truly are deep down or what you perceive them to be. And the thought of not having them in your life, you know, some women just panic. Oh, my God, I'm not going to have anybody. Then what? Well, it's the same with, you know, a romantic relationship. If it's all one-sided, it doesn't work. It has to be a two-way street. You both have to want it. You both have to work at it. You know, friendships can be hard. And sometimes maybe you can't talk to that friend every day or every week or whatever. But you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call them and they're going to be there. But when someone repeatedly, when you go to call and talk to somebody because something's really on your mind or you're hurt or sad or scared or whatever, and they consistently tell you, I don't have time or I can't talk right now, or they put you on speaker where everybody else can hear what you have to say and don't tell you until afterwards. I mean, it's like, wow, who does this, right? But you know deep in your heart they never meant to hurt you. And if you've hurt them, you know, maybe you hung up on them or maybe you said something hateful to them because you were, for whatever reason, there's really no excuse for it, but it happens, right? Then what do? You know, I've been in that situation and a lot of people say, well, you should just let it go, totally let it go. Well, maybe you can let it go, but if I've done something wrong or I've said something wrong or something hurtful to somebody, I have to apologize and then I can let it go. And it's not that I'm apologizing to get the person to come back and be my friend or whatever. Once the relationship's over with, the relationship's over with. But it doesn't have to end on such an ugly note. You know, if I've said or done something that hurts somebody, that's not how I want to end a relationship or a friendship. I have to apologize one way or the other. But that's just who I am. I know some people who just say, you know what, I don't want to be friends anymore. No excuses. I'm not going to give you the reason why, whatever. And they're just done. You know, and that's very hurtful. You know, and for some, you know, some of my clients, it's been devastating. Because they're assuming all the guilt, all the problem is on them, when in reality, it's on the other person. You know, if you can't even share with somebody why you no longer want to be friends with them, then you didn't have much of a relationship to begin with. It was all fake. You know, and I think that too, this day and age, it's hard. Since 2020, people just have closed themselves off so much. It's hard to share where you're coming from or to admit that you're scared, that you just need somebody to talk something through. You know, it took me forever to admit to people that, you know, one of my biggest fears is falling. And ever since I had, you know, before I had my hip replacement and I fell, you know, then I got the diagnosis of cancer. So there's some deep-seated fear there that I'm going to fall and then go to the hospital or the doctors or whatever, and then they're going to find more cancer. Is that rational? No. But is it a fear I have? Yes, absolutely. But we have to be able to communicate with each other and share things with each other. But then you have to trust your instinct or your gut on who can you trust to keep what you need to talk about in private, private. You know, that's trust has become a big issue for me as well. How do you trust somebody that you thought you could trust and now you can't trust them anymore? You know, so friendships take a lot of work. And that's why I said I can count on one hand somebody or the people that I would actually call a friend. I've got tons of acquaintances. But for a true friend, I need to know they're going to be there. And they all know, all they have to do is pick up the phone and I'm there. You know, maybe all I can do is talk with them. But I'm there to support them, at least verbally. But I'm asking you to think about, how do you treat the people in your life? And how do they treat you? And what would you do different? Or what could you do different to enhance the relationship or the friendship? You know, so many times we take things for granted. We take friendships or relationships for granted. And then someone dies or there's an accident or whatever. And then you don't have the time to tell that person what they really meant to you. You know, I had what I thought was a very close relationship with one individual. We were tight and she really helped me when I got diagnosed with my cancer. She was there for me day in and day out. And I mean, I don't think I could have gone through what I went through had she not been there to guide me. She had been through it once, and we thought that she was in the clear, and then I got my diagnosis, and like I said, she helped me through all that, and I just knew that all I had to do is pick up the phone, and she'd be there in a heartbeat, and she knew the same with me. But then she got re-diagnosed, and she didn't share that with anybody for the longest time, and then when she did, when she found it and followed up on it, then it was too late. And then she passed away. But at that time, she shut the door on everybody. And when I've tuned in and when I've heard from other people, I was so devastated. I thought, why would she do that to me? You know, we were such good friends. In fact, we used to laugh and say, well, okay, if I pass before you, this is how I'll come back, you know, to visit with you. This is the sign and vice versa, right? And the last 2 months, she totally shut me out, totally. And it was devastating to me. You know, she had helped me so much, and I just wanted to return the favor. I wanted to be there for her. But what I found out after she crossed, her reasoning at the time was, I had made it through. You know, I had the double mastectomy. I was cancer free at that time, right? And she did not want me to have to face what might one day happen to me that was happening to her, because she had been cancer free, but she had done, she just had one breast removed, not both. And part of her was angry with the fact that she hadn't done both, but there were still no guarantees when you have a double mastectomy that it's not ever going to come back or that it's not going to show up someplace else. There's no guarantees, right? But there's no guarantees in life. But she didn't want me to have to witness what could happen. And she was angry. She was pissed off that she got it again. And she knew that, you know, she was not going to be able to get through it that time. And she didn't want me to have to go through that with her. You know, when you're angry and you're hurt and you're in pain and you're scared, you lash at those around you. And she didn't want to do that to me. So instead of explaining that to me, she just cut the relationship off. You know, in hindsight, I can see where she would, you know, I don't know what I would do if that situation was reversed. I really don't. But she didn't do it to be mean. She did it in her mind to protect me. But again, everyone has to do and make choices of what they feel a relationship is worth. I mean, how much of yourself do you give to somebody else? How much do you share? How much do you not share? You know, and I don't, I don't think you should just automatically assume someone's going to just be there for whenever you're going to need them. You need to nourish the relationship, the friendships. You've got to nurture your friendships. You know, I work at a community center and there's a group of ladies. They're older and they get together once a month and they all have lunch together. And you know, they text each other and talk with each other. But once a month, they all get together and have lunch together. And why do they do that? Because they nurture those relationships, those friendships. They mean something. And there's a lot of us that just take it for granted. Oh, I'll just, you know, I don't want to bother them. I'm really not in the mood to be around them anyway. I'll just wait till next week or next month. So, you know, we'll get together then. But these ladies, you know, talk to each other every day or text each other every day. You know, my granddaughter and I text each other every single morning. And the reason for that being, at the time we started it, was the fact that she was moving away to college and I wanted to make sure she was okay. And she didn't like leaving me because I had the cancer and she didn't want she wanted to know I was okay. So that's our way of letting each other know, hey, I woke up this morning, I'm alive, hope you have a good day. And we still do it now, 5 years later. And even though, you know, she's gotten married and she's going to college and all this other stuff, we still start the day off with texting each other with good morning. And I love you. Don't take things for granted. Don't leave them to say, okay, well, I'll do that tomorrow. Or it's no big deal. They don't hear from me from whatever. You know, whatever works for you and your friend or you and your partner or whatever the type of relationship it is, you have to work at it. You know, if you talk once a month, then that's great. Keep up with once a month. But know that the other person's going to be there for you. You know, you have to give into the relationship what you want to get out of it. And if you're not getting out of it what you need, and you feel like you're putting in more, then have that discussion with that other person and say, look it. You know, I at least like you to act interested in what I'm telling you. Or can we every once in a while, no matter what, do something I want to do. You know, don't overgive to where the relationship's too imbalanced. It shouldn't always be one person that does all the driving. It shouldn't be one person that always goes out of their way and goes to their house instead of someone coming to your house. It has to be a two-way street. So I hope that you guys are lucky enough that you've had some longtime friendships and you still have them. And if you do, keep working at them. You know, every relationship is an ever-changing situation. You know, the relationship, it grows, ebbs, and changes. And it takes a lot of work. Which a lot of people nowadays, they don't really take the time to make it work. But the message when I was writing this stuff up for today's show was message I heard loud and clear is to think about those people in your life that you can consider friends. Have you communicated clearly your expectations in the relationship so you're both on the same page? Do you thank the people who show up for you when you need them? Do you thank them for showing up? And in turn, are you there for them when they need it? When's the last time you called someone that you care about just to chat or to check in on them and say, hey, you know, I haven't heard from you. Are you doing okay? Or you just say, screw it. I'll just wait for them to call me. Again, it's a two-way street. If it's unbalanced, maybe you need to rethink the situation. Ask yourself, do you take the time to see each other, even if it's just once a month? And what can you do to nurture the relationships that you have and those that we call friend? Okay, you guys, it's time to take a break. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll take your chats in the Facebook room and get you some answers from your angels. Be back in five. Thank you. back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. I hope you'll jump into the Facebook page and leave any questions there, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Let me look and see here. I was refreshing, and then Yogi jumped off my lap. I'm going to blame it on him. Let me get back here. Okay. Get all the comments. Pamela's in the house. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning, Peggy. Good morning to you, young lady. As always, I appreciate you being here. Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy. Happy to be listening today. Well, we're happy to have you here and listening. She goes, when you take questions, please let me know if my angels have anything to share about my next steps in life, really. Am I missing anything or just keep trudging the road to happy destiny? I like the way you put trudging the road for a happy destiny. Okay, the first thing I hear is you are definitely on the right track. I do feel like some shifts and changes are coming for you. Feels like towards the end of April, first part of May, the changes that are coming feel good and feel positive. It's almost like you've been doing some work on yourself, and it feels like your vibration's raising. But it feels good. The shifts and changes feel good for you. They feel like it's almost like you've manifested what's coming. And it feels like you're being divinely guided. So I don't keep trudging. I think you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Know that you're being divinely guided, but it does feel good for you. So keep your thoughts positive and keep the manifestation coming. There you go. All right. Let's look next. Then Jean McIntosh is in the house. Welcome. She says, good morning, Peggy. Big changes happening. Is there anything that my angels want me to know? They're saying keep calm in the chaos. Know that it's, all this sounds familiar, divinely guided. There's some surprises coming your way that, it almost feels like you're going to be shocked, but in a good way. So, and it feels like some big surprises. So, keep your thoughts positive. Again, these changes that are happening in your life are stuff that you've drawn to you. I do feel like there's a people coming to visit you from maybe out of town, or someone coming to stay with you or something like that, but it feels good. The energy feels good. So know that even though you may be, may feel like a whirlwind, it's a good whirlwind. You know, it's not a tornado. It's not danger. It feels really good. Okay. So hang in there. Quelly's in the house. Thank you, honey, for showing up. I really appreciate you. She says, Grand Rising Peggy, Serena, and 1-2 fam, Tuesday blessings. Yes, I would say terrific transformational Tuesday. And people go, what do you mean transformational? Well, it's because, I try to inject the fact that, you know, if you've been thinking about something that you want to change or whatever, Tuesdays, why not do it on Tuesday? Transform whatever it is that you don't like into something positive, okay? All right, Tara Elizabeth is here. She says, happy Easter. Well, right back at you. That's this coming weekend. And if you guys follow me on Facebook, I painted my nails all different. Each tip has a different color. And I put on Facebook, I said, I think I'm ready for Easter. And a dear friend of mine, he typed back in and said, Peggy, you're supposed to color your eggs, not nails. So I responded back, well, eggs are too expensive. So that was, I thought that was good. Let's see here. Pamela put, I fell out with a few people that I had been close to for years. I was ill and I was totally housebound and I just curled up in a ball for the duration. I didn't have it in me to do any better than that. Those friendships are gone now. I know that's really sad when that happens, Pamela, but at the same time, you have to remember that if we don't end certain relationships or friendships and they weren't healthy for you, the universe finds a way to end those relationships, or put a close to them. And what I've found, every time I go and do a Reiki class, my energy shifts and changes, and people who I thought were friends, all of a sudden, I can't be around them. So I always say it's Reiki's fault, but what it is it's, you know, when you take an energetic class, like an energy class like Reiki, no matter which one you take, or an energy class of any sort, it raises your vibration. And it changes things. You change, you know, your energy changes. And there's just certain situations and certain energies that you have a hard time staying in anymore. It doesn't mean that you're better than anybody else. It just shifts your energy to where some people's energy almost feels like it's just choking you, or I don't know how else to put it. You just feel like, oh my God, I can't do it. You know, and it's nothing against them. It's just you can no longer sit in that vibration. So, and again, for me, I've just ended a friendship that, you know, I care very much for this person, and I wish we were still friends. But, you know, again, I took a Reiki class, and I'm getting ready, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, I get my Animal Reiki Master certification. So it can be hard on Reiki. Reiki can be hard on relationships, but I've learned and I understand that there's nothing wrong with the person that I'm no longer friends with. It's the fact that my energy has shifted and changed, and it's time that I did something different. So it can be lonely at times. It can be frustrating at times, and it can be refreshing at times. So however it works for you, you just have to kind of go with the flow and know that, you know, people, like-minded people are coming in for you. So I know, Pam, it's hard, especially when you're ill or not feeling so good. And I went through that with when I had cancer as well. It's almost like people feel like, oh my God, if I'm real good friends with you and you've got cancer, then maybe I'll get it. You know what I'm saying? And then I've had friends who've had cancer, and from my end of it, trying to help them, I know that when you're not feeling well, and I was fortunate enough not to have to go through radiation or chemo, but it's hard on a body, and you don't feel like being nice to somebody. You don't feel good. So I get that as well. So I kind of leave it up to the other person and say, hey, I'm here for you. If you just want to call or yell or scream or whatever, I'm here for you. In the meantime, with your permission, I'll send you Reiki and I'll hold you in my thoughts and prayers. So that's how I handle those kinds of situations. But, you know, everyone's different. But again, and that's why they reiterated and talking to me about discussing friendships and relationships is how important communication is. You know, don't set your expectations sky high, but yet not communicate that to your friend or to your whatever the relationship is. You know, people can't just know what's on your mind. You have to share, you have to talk. And if your needs are not being met in the relationship, then in the friendship, then you need to set the expectation. And if the other person doesn't think they can do that, then at least you'll know. And then you won't be hurt by it. You know what I'm saying? But how can you know what you don't know? And then take it away from someone, right? We have to be able to communicate with each other and set those expectations. And sometimes that's hard, especially as grown-ass women. You would think that we'd be able to say, hey, look, this pisses me off when you do this or do that, without the other one getting mad, you know, for just a talk, instead of taking offense at every little thing. I mean, we're adults, you know, talk things out, you know, be truthful. You know, I've had one friendship that ended because, I don't know, they took something I said wrong. Instead of asking me about it, they just blew it all out of proportion and said, no, we're done. And then, you know, when I tuned in to that person and read the relationship, that wasn't the reason at all. So remember, when you're friends with somebody who's a psychic. Be truthful, you know? And even if we don't call you out on it, know that we know. So, yeah, it's just, you know, times can be hard, especially since 2020. I think, look at the young people today. They have a hard time socializing because they were closed off. Everything was done through the phones or the computers. You know, you didn't have the in-your-face kind of relationship or, you know, seeing everybody every day and talking with them and live versus the chat and all the little emojis, you know. It's hard for them to express how they're feeling without that, right? And now, nowadays, everything's changing again with the things that are changing in the government. People are having to hide who they are or watch what they say or, and it's getting, it's crazy, you know, laws that people fought for now are going away. And so nobody knows, you know, who do you trust? How can you believe what's in the news? It doesn't matter what station you listen to, you know, back in my day, when you listen to the news, they had to verify their sources before they could go on the air with the story. They held people accountable. And now you can put anything out you want and it doesn't matter. So how do we know what's real and what's not? And it's the same with relationships. How can you trust what's really out there? You know, there's still people that I know and they love it. They swear by it. The online dating, you know, to me, it's just, I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's not, it doesn't feel right to me. I want to energetically pick up on somebody face to face. And yes, I do readings over the phone. I do readings like here on the chat. But to be in a personal relationship with somebody, I want to get to know them face to face. I want my first initial energy reaction from them before I take it with anything personal. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, relationships and friendships are hard. But, you know, you guys, they're worth it. You know, if you can find a good friend nowadays, somebody you can trust, you can talk to, it's like having a therapist, right? It's great. It's the best thing ever. So, but again, it takes work. It can't just be all one-sided. But nowadays, people, I think a lot of people just don't want to put in the work. They don't want the effort. You know, so think about it. Let's see if I'm missing anything here. I got everybody's. I tried to refresh. Let's see if it brings everybody up. Oh, Pamela says, thank you, Peggy. That was really comforting. Oh, you're welcome, honey. Anytime. You know, I love doing readings. It's the best thing ever. I love helping people. I love the communication that I have with the angels. There's times that I don't pay attention that they get my attention one way or the other. That's for sure. But sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, being open to receive. You know, for some reason this weekend, I think it was because of the full moon and all the energy shifting going from retrograde to direct. And I'm not an astrologer. I know enough to make myself dangerous, right? But I think a lot of the calls I took this weekend had to do with relationships and had to do with people wanting to reach out and wanting healthier relationships and concerns for their loved ones, making sure their loved ones were okay. So, again, I think that's the reason the angels guided me to talk about friendships, you know, the fact that, yes, it's work, but it's well worth it. It's rewarding. You know, how lonely would it be if you had some fantastic news you wanted to share with somebody, but there's no one person that you could pick up the phone and call and say, guess what happened? Look at this blessing that I received. Or, you know, oh my gosh, I'm devastated. Look what happened. You know, if you had nobody to talk to about that, That's sad. So before you blow off a friendship or a relationship or whatever, think, did you do your part in the relationship? Did you do your part to make it balanced or at least semi-balanced? Yes, it takes work, but it's well worth it. To know that you've got somebody there that's going to be there for you. Like I said, women laugh about it all the time. Yeah, I'll be, you can call me and we'll hide the body kind of thing. It was a big joke when I was growing up. So, I still think it's funny. Not that I want to see anybody go, but you women, I know you understand what I'm saying. But yeah, it takes work, And I'm told that, that friendship is just, it's too much for some people. They just don't want the responsibility of being there for somebody else. And I think that's just sad. We as a group, we're all on this planet together. We all signed up for this time to be here at this certain time to go through these things together. And we need to start working together to raise the vibration, to keep us sane, if nothing else, right? To share the love, to know love. I'm so blessed in the part-time job that I have. I get to see these older couples that have been married, 50, 60 years, and they walk into the center and they're holding hands. The man still holds the door open for the woman and, she thanks him and, it's adorable. And then when they're arguing with each other, they're still cute, But again, they're doing something together. So they've built a relationship. I have some ladies that come in together every single day. How did they meet? They were neighbors. One lady had just moved into the other lady's neighborhood a year ago and they became friends. So now they come and work out every single day. Relationships, communication, it's important. It's well worth the effort. Find interests in common and do that. Find your tribe, so to speak, right? Okay, let me refresh this one more time. Let's see here. Let's see. I got Pam, Tara, Quelly, Joni. Let's see here. Okay. I don't see any new comments. Did I hit the right button? Bear with me just one more second. Because I hate it when I miss somebody. Again, send out those good thoughts and prayers and stuff for Suzanne Morrissey today, having surgery. Suzanne, if you're listening or have somebody else listening for you, send a message. Let us know that you're doing okay. All right. Okay, you guys, I think that's pretty much it. I've gone through it twice and there's no other questions or whatever. So we'll go ahead and let you go. I hope you guys will stay tuned. First of all, thanks for being here. And as always, take what resonates and throw away the rest. Stay tuned for C.A. Brooks with her show Everyday Astrology, for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone, and then last but not least, the Katie Weaver Show. Thank you all so much for being here today. And until next Tuesday, I'm sending you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.